Hello, I'm Jackson Linford. Welcome to Songwriters in the Round, a Jackman Studio podcast production. Please join us for the next hour as we listen to some of Utah's most accomplished and unique singer-songwriters. Well, thanks for coming, guys. Corey, why don't we start off with you? Go ahead and tell us about yourself.
My name is Corey Mon. I play music, I record music, I write music, I perform music, and I'm kind of a hack job at all of it. But I really enjoy doing it.
And next we have Brenda Birch.
Hi, I'm Brenda Birch, and I'm from Provo-Orem area, too. Traveled around between here and Nashville and L.A. working on music, and started singing when I was, my first performance was when I was 3, a crowd of 2,000, and so that was fun. And then when I was 6, did a soundtrack to an educational film, and then did children's albums and kept singing as the years went on, and in fact, I was a safety kid, if anybody knows what the safety
the
kids
safe, are. You were a safety kid.
I was Monique.
The safety kids.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Good times.
No, I was kidding. So, yeah, exactly. Learn the rules. Say no to drugs, kids. So,
Are we going to hear any safety kid songs
tonight? Changes
probably
the whole,
not. Changes
yeah, we could throw out some safety kid requests
probably
in the middle
not.
Set.
Though I could. I could sing a little bit of there designer you jeans, you know. So after the safety kids, then kept writing and singing.
It better be good, because that's sort of the pinnacle.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you can't throw out safety kids and then not...
I know, that's the truth. That's the truth. So I went on and have had the opportunity to open for some great headliners like Colin Ray and Neil McCoy and Diamond Rio, and I do a lot of work with New Skin Enterprises' Nourish the Children initiative. I wrote the theme song and have traveled over to Asia, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Taiwan to promote that initiative. So that's kind of what I do. I promote Nourish the Children. I'm a singer-songwriter and still traveling back and forth between here and Nashville. So keeps me busy, yeah.
Well, that's great. Sam?
Well, I'm just from right here in Utah Valley. I grew up in Alpine, the son of a folk singer, and my dad sort of made his daily bread by walking around town and peddling record albums door to door, which is a real pleasure for me now, because I don't play anywhere without somebody coming up and remembering the days when Dad knocked on their door when they were going to BYU or living in Provo or something like that, and that's a real pleasurable thing. So I grew up doing that, and as a natural result of that, vowed that I'd stay as far away from it as I could, music tends to kind of chase you down, you know. And my advice still to people who ask is, if you can get out, but if you can't, then get in.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
Yeah, but no, that was a very, very rich way to grow up, a wonderful way to grow up, and it was just about, I guess, 10 years ago that somebody living close to me came and said, hey, you ought to write some songs and put these before the public. And so we kind of started just sort of pushing things out there just a little bit, and people have warmed up to it, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome, Sam. You're such a great storyteller. It'll be fun to hear some of the things that you have to say about your songs tonight. Dustin, go ahead.
Like everybody else, I kind of grew up here in Orem. Had my first band like in ninth grade, and started my first band in high school, and really started writing songs around that time. And had a band called Jerrytown, and I had that for a long time. Just done a lot of songwriting for, you know, different film and TV projects and for different bands. So I still do a lot of that, making a solo record at the moment that we're, you know, slowly but surely finishing, but, you know, about halfway in. So that's about it.
Well, that's awesome. That'll be exciting to hear that when it comes out. All right. Let's go ahead and get started with this. Sam, why don't you lead us off?
Well, this last year, me and 3 other songwriters were sort of commissioned to write a song cycle about Gardner Village, of all places. Gardner Village, this shopping village in West Jordan, where the shops are all in these kind of period, you know, 19th century pioneer homes. And they asked me to write a song about that village's namesake, Archibald Gardner, who was a millwright and had gosh, had mills all the way from one end of the state to the other, just about. And he was kind of a successful entrepreneur. But when he was a kid, he lived in Canada and had a business deal go south on him, and made some enemies, and joined the Mormon Church, and made some more enemies, and finally had to leave town with an angry mob on his heels. And he got to the St. Clair River on a freezing spring day, and water was freezing cold, and there were great blocks of ice floating in the river. And he took a step into the river and drew back and had a moment to contemplate between death by freezing river and death by angry mob, and knelt down on the banks of the river and threw up a kind of a "Lord, get me out of this one alive" kind of a prayer. The legend in the family, at least, is that those blocks of ice all settled down in the river like stepping stones, and Archibald Gardner just hopped his way across just like a game of Frogger. Anyway, fell to me to write the story of the escape of Archibald Gardner. I put it off until the day that it was due. And on my way from home to the meeting, I had some lyrics in my head, but no chord structure and no melody. And so I got up there and just sort of struck up an E minor and stayed on it. So the song only has one chord, which makes it easy to play along with. Oh, my breath, it came all heavy, and my courage ran all thin as I struggled for the border, and I heard them on the wind crying, ay, 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 ay. Oh, the St. Clair rolled before me, giant ice all floating through. It was frozen death in front of me and death behind me too. And they said, damn you, Mormon man, you run but you never hide. You may be bound for the border in the St. Clair, but we'll beat you by the riverside. Say, God, hey, 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 hey. Oh, Lord, away in town now, I got me a wife and child, and they're all alone and friendless back behind me in the wild. Won't you get me o'er the river, and I'll fetch them by and by. I'm a sparrow in your hand, Lord, won't you give me wings to fly. Second, hey, 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 hey. Then a voice and a whisper on a cold wind said, son, now don't you fear. I shall not give you wings to fly, but I will get you out of here. Well, I'll stretch the hand that calmed the seas, that knit the skin and bones, and I'll lay the ice in the river down, salvation stepping stone. Hey, 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 hey. The river ice, she slowed and stilled. The wind, she calmed on down. And I crossed that mighty river like a walk on solid ground. Yes, I passed across the water just like Israel's holy band. And I left my frozen, frozen, frozen boots on frozen land. Sing it, hey, 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 hey. Well, the river moved behind me, and the ice broke up again, and the men who'd come to find me shook their fists against the wind, and they said, Archie, oh, the devil's moving in your Mormon blood. We done came to bring you down, but now the devil fixed us good. Aye, aye, aye.
my breath, it came all heavy, and my courage ran all thin. As I struggled for the border, and I heard them on the wind.
Simply incredible, Sam. Just great stuff. Dustin, why don't we go ahead and continue with you, and let's hear what you brought.
This song's called Carolina.
Suitcase alone, I pack my world up, crying on a train to Alabama. Realize the ghost of us came undone, and everything I tried to say never. It's a hard way to leave this life. You can only pray to God that you'll survive. Cause there ain't a lot of ways of going back. You know you think about. Yeah, but if I leave you tonight, will it all seem right? Or will it all come to life when the walls fall down? To think these city lights could change you and I. Say you love me, I love you. Carolina. In an automatic world, you fake emotions, and we're trying to mend the things we left broken. If I could find the words to fill the holes I stepped in, then at least you know I'm trying. But if you leave me tonight, will it all seem right? Or will it all come alive when the walls fall? This sinking sky where the vultures arrive. And if I'm still alive when the sun goes down, to see your pretty eyes, would they open wide? Say you love me, I love you. Carolina. Carolina.
Dustin, that was amazing. Brenda, let's go ahead and move on to you.
Thank you so much. Well, it's definitely my pleasure to be here. I think this first song I'm going to do is one that I recorded and worked on with a talented producer-songwriter out of Nashville. His name's Kurt Ryle, and he's written a number of amazing songs. But this one we worked on, it's about, you know, when you first fall in love and you've got a crush on someone, or you just feel that kind of, you're Twitter-pated. Is that a good word, guys? That's a good word.
Great word.
Yeah, so, and you just Twitter? Kind of, yeah, Twitter faded, yes. And so you just kind of feel that rush of adrenaline when maybe you see him walk in the room or you hold hands. So the rush is what it's called.
Here we are alone at last, face to face. I've dreamed of this moment so many nights. I lay alone awake, and now the chills crawl down my spine every time. Press your sweet lips next to mine. I feel a rush rushing in, faster and faster, again and again. Over and over, baby, every time we touch. The rush. In your eyes, I see the truth. What you feel for me, that's what I feel for you. A dream come true. This feeling deep down in my soul, it loves like a raging river. Out of control, I feel a rush rushing in, faster and faster, again and again, over and over, baby, every time we touch. The
Awesome, Brenda. Thank you. Moving on to Corey.
This one, I played around with the harmonica riff and the guitar work for quite a while before I put lyrics to, but it's essentially about searching for more, which I think I'm always doing in one way, shape, or form. And it's about how usually I find that once I think I've gotten to the edge of my sanity, I end up falling flat on my face before I actually sometimes find a little bit of happiness. So, or light, whatever it is. All right.
Yeah.
7 years just roll along. Seven brides for seven thrones. Does 30 years mean 7 days? There's seven heavens, but only one of which you pray. And I fear I know this game. You got me pleading, hoping, begging while I'm riding on this broken train. And right at the weakest point, I stumble and I fall. Lord, I fall. This train, old train, it moves too slow. Well, my train of thought won't leave me alone. Let me in or let me right, or leave me broken by the wall's sight. And I fear I know this game. You got me pleading, hoping, begging while I'm riding on this broken train. And right at the weakest point, I stumble and I fall. Fear I'll find myself if I look too long. I reach the shallow end, hear my vacant song. Fear to lose my mother, fear I may find a wife. If I lose the brothers, it'll mean my life. And I don't want this just for me. And I don't want to be.
Rockin'. That was just killer. Let's go ahead and move on to Sam.
Well, this song was George Jones wrote that great. I think like the best lyric of all sad song lyrics is just because I saw her and went all to pieces, she thinks I still care by George Jones. You know, I think that's a great lyric, and it's just goofy enough, you know, that it's great. And I thought I was on a long flight somewhere, and I thought I just want to write a goofy breakup song, you know, that has kind of just the right amount of goof in it. And I found myself kind of writing this goofy breakup song, and then kind of, you know, the pain of the worst breakups that I'd been close to. Yeah, right. Yeah, the pain of the worst breakups I'd been close to kind of came back into my head, and I found that I couldn't write a goofy song about them. You know, I thought I gotta honor the we laugh at our breakups or we'd cry. You know, I mean, but they're you know, losing a love is a heavy thing, and I think foremost in my brain was the breakup of my folks. That marriage ended in divorce after about 22 years, and I was grown up by then, but it impacted us all in all kinds of ways. And I think maybe even until that moment, I had thought that divorce was mostly about just getting out of a painful situation and sticking it to the person you were divorcing, you know. But I watched my folks go through that, and I watched kind of the attitude of both of them seemed to be, I mean, they were resigned to the divorce, you know, but at the same time, it was like, if this is to be, let me bear the pain of it, you know? And that was it spoke kind of poignantly of my folks, I think, and here I am trying to write this goofy breakup song, and these pretty heavy thoughts are coming to mind. And anyway, it wound up not being a goofy breakup song at all, unless you find it goofy, and then it is. So.
I remember days all full of sun. Holding tight to each day come and gone. We both know they've turned around and run. Leaving just the winter coming on. Baby, we've been through the pouring rain. Maybe that's for everyone to see. But someone's got to pay the price in pain. You can rest easy. You can rest easy. This one's on me. It's in the eyes of everyone who's seen us. Steady decrescendo in the clock upon the wall. Nothing in the silence there between us. Nothing but the turning to the winter from the fall. Waiting for us each to turn away. And maybe that's the way it ought to be. But the pound of flesh that someone's got to pay. You can rest easy. You can rest easy. This one's on me. So I'll let you go, but please at least allow. There's always been a price for being free. And they're going to take it out of us somehow. You can rest easy. You can rest easy. You can rest easy. This one's on me. This one's on me.
Pretty deep song.
Yeah, that wasn't goofy.
That was pretty serious.
I didn't say that was goofy. That was pretty serious. That was good.
The sad song of the evening,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've gotten any happy ones. I may top that one.
So,
kind of keeping in the sad vein with Sam. This song is also about loss, and it's. It's a sad song, I guess, about kind of losing somebody, but you know, it's got a little bit of happiness in it as well. It's called "Like a Rose."
dust comes down. I believe in you now. There's a note I left. I hope you read it out loud. 'Cause it's now your fault that I gotta get. I can't go on, and I tried to hold back. Don't cry, face like a rose. You can read why pictures and words. Like the poems that I'd misspell now. 'Cause it's alright. It's alright. Love's a pain in stride on a bedroom. With a part that shines, but we're bound to wash off. It's where the bullets fly, and you live. Will run dry life's a book you read. Don't cry, faint like a rose. You can read why I'm here when you go. Don't have to say me that, 'cause it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's
Oh man, that's sad. Brenda, can you give us another sad song?
Well, this song is about overcoming loss. It's a song I wrote called I'm Still Standing, and it's basically just about, you know, when life's challenges knock you down, you know, getting back up. So, I'm still standing.
Time or two, I'm trying my best to get over losing you. Cried like a child when there was nobody around. Oh no, but somehow I'm keeping my feet on solid ground. I'm still standing on my own.
find myself wondering why we are apart. Memories of you shine a light when I'm in the dark. I can't forget tomorrow, a new sun will come. Oh, yeah. Love from above dries my eyes and lifts me up.
Thanks, Brenda. Corey, why don't you go ahead and tell us how you started out?
So, started out as a solo artist, and I slowly grew a band around me. They just grew.
Like and, sea monkeys.
Yes, right? Much like sea monkeys. Much unto like. Much like unto. And when we decided, by the time I'd been playing quite a while, I had this great band around me, and we started talking about band names, but that's kind of death to someone who's been building up a name for themselves solo for a while. So we decided to do an and. So it's Corey Mon and, and we came up with the Starlight Gospel, which is something that we thought was very image-driven and kind of cool. Sounded cool, too. And kind of like the outdoors and love to get outside and find some peace. So we thought that was really fitting. But as we continued to book shows and play, people would be like, oh, so you're a gospel band. We'd be like, no. We just like the way it sounds. But I definitely have some maybe gospel roots, and I spent some time down south, so I can pretend. And so we decided to do that. We wrote this song, River, in kind of the vein of Southern gospel music, and it was kind of a fun collaboration. It started out one day when we were just jamming, and I started singing in my Tom Waitsy low voice, send me down to the river, wash away my sins, and it turned into a song before too long. So it's a good one. We're gonna play that now.
River, wash away my sin. Send me down to the river, wash away my sin. Send me down to the river, wash away my sin. Send me down to the river, hey. I never lived a life of much repose, always giving in to my cravings, wherever they may go. And I'm a servant to sin, and like a moth to a flame, I've been playing the devil's harp with the band that bears his last name. Whoa, 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 I'm gonna wash me clean. I say, whoa, 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 Elijah, no. Whoa, 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 I'm gonna wash me clean. I say, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Here to give myself away, give my soul to God. Here to plant these 2 feet of mine on His gospel sod. Oh my God, I will not forsake. I promise, promise, promise. This demon I will break on. Send me down to the river, wash away my sin. Send me down to the river, wash away my sin. Yeah. Send me down to the river, wash away my sin. Send me down to the river, yeah. And then do it. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna wash me clean, say, oh, 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 no, no, Elijah, no, oh, oh, yes, oh, 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 I zip on my zip, no, no, yeah, I never zip my whip, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, loo-bop, t'kay, loo-bop, t'bip, t'day, loo-bop, t'lay, loo-bop, t'kay, t'day, fall, now, loo-bop, loo-bop, t'kay, t'day,
what you Sam Payne getting sick with the scat, and he's getting sick.
Yeah.
The kids are saying the word sick these days, or maybe that was about 5 years ago. Oh, send me down to my river gray. Mm-hmm. And this is where the band, we just jam. Look at each other. Just kind of keep the flow. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good job.
Awesome.
Nice on the scat, man. I love that.
Great scats.
Sweet.
Sam, something tells me we've got a good song coming from you about when you were younger. What do you got?
Well, I moved back to the area that I had grown up in and been away from for years and years and years. And when you kind of drive the streets that you used to ride your bike on when you were a kid, you know, it brings back a lot of fun memories. And when I was 12 years old, first time I ever danced with a girl. And a friend of mine and I sneaked into the church dance. You had to be 14 to go, and we were a tall 12 apiece. So we drew ourselves up to our full heights and flashed our fake IDs, and in we went to the golden green ball, and I had permission to be out till 9:30 that night, and I walked into the dance and immediately saw the little girl I wanted to dance with. She was a visitor. She was visiting from Riverton, and I didn't know her name then, and I don't know her name now, but I can remember everything she was wearing, how she looked, and where she stood in the gym, and everything. But I just couldn't get up my courage, you know. I was a lousy dancer, or an untried dancer, shall we say, you know.
Shall we say.
And so 10 o'clock rolled around, and I hadn't asked her to dance yet, and I just, you know, sweaty-palmed. I waited around till 10:30. I hadn't asked her to dance yet, and the dance ended at 11 o'clock, and at 10:45, I got up the courage, and I went over there, and I asked her to dance, and we went out on the dance floor and started to dance, and I looked over at the side of the gym there, and my dad walked in, And there I was, you know, an hour and 15 minutes late on a cold February night, and my mom and my dad are thinking I'm lying in a ditch somewhere. And Dad didn't come out onto the floor and yank me off the floor, which he could have done. He would have been within his rights to do that, but he just sat there on the wall and watched, which was infinitely worse. And and the dance got over, and I got in the car, and it was a long, silent drive home. And that was really the only punishment I remember, was my father's silence, and which was frankly a lot of punishment, because I was kind of itching to tell somebody how much fun it was to dance with a girl, you know. But I didn't get to do that, and I was driving on I-15 by the Riverton exit, and the floodgates opened, and all those memories, the memory of the first dance came back. And what I remember about it is, I mean, you know, kind of from that moment on, you know, like in junior high and high school, dancing is fun, but guys are all guys are on the make, you know, to some degree when they ask a girl to dance. But when you're 12, you're not, you know. The dance is the score, and that's enough, you know. And it was just kind of the memory of a simpler time. And anyway, song's called Girl from Riverton.
Snowfall, February wind, I kick my shoes as I go on in, and the lights all down on the church gym. Oh, young thing like I never seen, dark hair straight from a magazine, in town with a cousin, Gwendoline. Oh, high school boys all through the hall, pulling girls from every wall, they spin them round with steady hands and poker faces. And all at 12 I'm standing there, snowflakes melting in my hair. Calm me down, Lord, my feet are in their places. Music, movies, little ones. Music, movies, little ones. Music, movies, little ones. In a dance, oh, first dance like my first day. I never moved my legs that way. Take her hand, I guess they'd say, and I did. Oh, the bright lights on her dark hair, my daddy waiting in the winter air, with the car all running, but I don't care. Oh, no, 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 no. Like one moment in the sun, 3 whole minutes come and gone. The boy whose daddy dropped him off ain't coming home. And I may do the best I can, live my life like other men, but I'll never dance that way again. Oh, won't you come on, pop song? Movies, a little one. Music. Movies, a little one. Music, movies, a little one. In a dance, keep me dancing with a girl from over Riverton, 'cause this February night ain't coming back again. Once I let it in, snowfall, February wind, I kick my shoes as I go on in, and the lights all down on the church gym. Oh, 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 oh. Da 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 da.
Wow, nothing like one of those songs that takes you back to your junior high days. Dustin, what do you got?
So this song's called Going Home, or just Home. And it's a newer one, and it's not yet really finished. I'm kind of working through the bugs, and so it'll be interesting to hear what it sounds like. But yeah, that's about it. Goes like this.
Mm-hmm. fire up the engine, think in the morning, believe tonight. Trying not to notice the pale of your skin in the streetlights. Loading up a backseat, cigarettes, closing a mattress. Blue-eyed girl, brown-eyed boy in a mess. Roses in the backyard flutter. Losing the light of day. And you're going home. Said you belong with the faces to make it right. Wanna take my hand, count to ten, and we'll burn this night. It's the bandits' gold, rolling stones in daylight. In a brand new town, ups and down, and you say, oh, same old while the road. In the backyard flutter, and you're losing the light of day. You're going home. Something in her eyes can make me whole on time. I've got dreams growing old, making waves can take its toll. When you got everything you want and it's just freezing, that's until you're home. Till you're going home.
Very good. So Brenda, back to you. Now, I understand you are a great songwriter and you brought a couple of songs that you've actually written.
Did you write this song too?
I worked on this song, yes, with some great, great songwriters. It was a privilege to work with them, actually. Gary Baker, who wrote I Swear. Song I Swear. And he also wrote Lone Stars, I'm
that
Already
song's
There.
Got too much profanity in it.
It does, huh? Yeah, so we refrained from that with this one. But this song is basically about just, you know, trying to get over someone you're trying to move on from, basically. And you just can't seem to get them out of your mind. Their face keeps coming up or something reminds them, reminds you of them. So this is it. It's called Atlanta Still Burns.
Georgia, the summer that we walked up and down Peachtree every night. I remember holding hands and cotton shirt you wore, the way your green eyes looked in that moonlight. I know I've had time enough to put it all behind, but still you find your way to my mind. I put 2,000 miles between us, 3 years down the road, still I feel the fire we both used to know. I just can't get past the past, some fools never learn. I still see your face at every turn. Atlanta still burns. Sunny California, it's a day at the beach. Pretty people walking everywhere. They all stepped out of magazines and everybody smiles. Still there's something hanging in the air. I thought I could walk away, not even look back, but after all this time, still can't get my life on track. I put 2,000 miles between us, 3 years down the road, still I feel fire we both used to know. I just can't get past the past, some fools never learn. I still see your face at every turn. Atlanta still burns. I've stirred the ashes and poured a water on my soul. Every day I seem to find another red hot coal. 2,000 miles between us, 3 years down the road, still I feel the fire we both used to know. I just can't get past the past, some fools never learn. I still see your face at every turn.
All right, Corey, do you have anything new that you haven't taken in front of the band yet?
All right, so this one's a new one that I haven't really taken in front of the band yet. The word on the streets is Corey Ma doesn't write love songs. That's the word on the streets.
That's what I've heard.
That's what all the kids say. And so one time I was in a very happy, kind of giddy mood, and I wrote this song, which isn't necessarily a love song, but it sure sounds like one.
So it's true that you don't write love songs?
Yeah, pretty much. Rough patch. A rough patch. Ran into a rough patch of 10 years. Okay. But this one sounds like a love song. I was actually singing to a couple friends, but that's all right. It's a love song. Heavy hands on unsure ground, so many questions running through my mind. I'm looking over this river grand, Lord knows how deep, how wide, how deep, how wide. Now I need to feel this hope and see it in your eyes. So please bring me a warmth to sit here by my side, by my side. I
by my side, by my side, by my side. Girl, you know I've played the fool, and I've broke a heart maybe once or twice. Now I'm looking over your river grand, and I only want in if it's gonna feel nice. Please tell me it's gonna feel nice. Now I need to feel this hope and see it in your eyes. So please bring me a warmth to sit here by my side, by my side, by my side, by my side. Giving some to what you need, myself alone, a complete mystery, but I need you. You would, I know. I fear to know your weight in gold. I fear to know how this story's told, but I know you. What do I know? So I need to feel this hope and see it in your eyes. So please bring me a warmth to sit here by my side, by my side, by my side, by my side.
What a great note to end the show on.
Super fun.
Hey, thanks so much for you guys for coming. It's great to see all the rich talent we have here in Utah County. What a great note to end the show on. I'd encourage you to go to jackmanstudios.com. On there, you'll find links to all these artists' websites. From there, you can look at their bios, their music, and all of that wonderful stuff. Make sure to catch next month's show, and we will see you then.